Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're gonna start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for week 2, D?
All right, so first up, I've got Omarion Hampton. He's going up against the Vegas Raiders, and I just think, you know, the first game he's a little tentative, but I think in this game he's going to really show what he's able to do. Then I'm going to go with the Packers defense. They get after it. It's a short week. They're playing against the Commies, and I just think it's going to be a hard to prepare for this really fast team. And then my number three is Brian Thomas, the wide receiver on the Jaguars. He had a lot of targets last week. He didn't turn them into catches, but he did score a touchdown. I think he gets back on track this week against the Bengals, where no defense will be played. What do you got, T?
You beat me to Brian Thomas. You beat me to friggin' Brian Thomas. That's a good pick. Like, he looked dynamic last week, and the Bengals still have no defense. Still no defense to be found. So I am going to start. Unfortunately for me as a Giant fan, I'm going to go with the Cowboy defense. I was not impressed by the offensive line. Right? You're going to force Russ into some bad passes. You have Mr. Diggs and you have Mr. Bland waiting for them. And if the Giants play the way they played last week, Jackson Dart is going to get some burn. And it does not look good. So I'm going to roll with the Cowboys defense. My second green light, Drake May against the Dolphins.
Really?
Dolphins are terrible, man.
Yeah, but Drake May, he just didn't look sharp last week, man. He's sailing passes. He looks scared in the pocket.
Daniel Jones was like a world beater. This team made Daniel Jones look like a world beater. I know what he's supposed to be. You're right. He's the heir apparent to Tom Brady. I understand that. But the cure for what ails you is the Miami Dolphins. Come on. Like, if the Jets played him this week, they would look amazing. So I like Drake May in this matchup. And number three, Marvin Harrison Jr. against the Panthers. Panthers are not good. They are not good yet again. So I expect the second baseman to deliver the ball. And I expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to have a fantastic game. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so my first red light, I'm going to go with... Hold on a second. I am going to go with Breece Hall. I just think the Jets are going up against the Bills this week. I think they're going to try to split carries between Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, which is not going to work against the Bills. So Breece Hall is my first red light. My second one is going to be Tyreek Hill. largely because what you talked about, you know, the Dolphins just look inept in every way, shape, or form. They have the Patriots coming to town. I can't imagine the Patriots making it easy for Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins. And my last one, you're saying Brock Purdy isn't going to play. If he plays, you can't play him. There's no Kittle. He's on his shoulder. He's all beat up from that Kyle Shanahan offense, as it happens to most people. So I would stay away from 49er players.
I mean, we're going to see, but, you know, like, he didn't finish the game. That's never a good sign. So if it's Michael McCorkle Jones, we're screwed. So that's all you need to know. If it's Mac Jones, it's game over. I'm going to start with Malik Nabers. Not a good matchup whatsoever. They're probably going to run Trayvon Diggs at him. You're going to probably have Deron Bland, you know, some sort of blanket protection. Russ didn't look good. That offensive line looked terrible. Yeah, just not a good matchup for Mr. Nabers. Number two, Sam Darnold against the Steelers. Say what you will, but I'm still not on the Sam train all the way. All right, he got his money. They only managed 13 points in his debut. That's not exactly inspiring if you are a Seahawks fan. And number three, you know it. You already know it. Daniel Jones against the Broncos. He's not going to just fall back to earth. He's going to plummet back to earth. He's going to leave a giant crater in the earth. That's how hard he's going to fall back to earth after 1 week. Playing a real defense, playing a real team, in a game where there's probably going to be some expectations, he will crumble. Because we've seen it before. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG. On at FadeRoute Podcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And give us your picks. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.